Yes, I have a team. I have a team of we are quite big team. I think it was don't get me wrong, it's 6 to 7 people who are really into this, and we are talking, we are on daily basis on contacts, and to think, to find ideas, and where we go next.
So will you have a chance of taking some of your colleague soccer players in Chelsea there to go help with, the work that your foundation is doing?
For sure, like I'm very sure, because at the end of the day, like, I have good friends in football who are eager to help. I already did a thing without even the foundation, like with Mesut Özil was involved, N'Golo Kanté was involved. So I think I did. I think I hope. Let's say like this. I hope they join, definitely.
The president was talking about the mask campaign, to protect the people against the COVID and, restrict the spreading of the disease and all that. What motivated you to get into it before even your foundation was launched?
Yeah, it's just this. It's just in general, because it was like in Europe, COVID hit very hard, and you just hear people are dying and stuff like this. And then, yeah, you think back, my parents are there, and not only my parents, just the whole population. I for me, I just thought, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not this is not my area, but you just hear people are dying. So I was afraid that something like Ebola is like coming again and stuff like this. And so I said, like, if there's any chance I can help, that was my motivation.
So, where do you see your foundation in Sierra Leone within the next 5 years?
Ooh, at the end of the day, like, you never know what happens, because at the end of the day, like, I would, like, my personal goal, what we want to achieve, is definitely to improve in lots of aspects. Education is more like, it takes a long time, to be honest. That's not from today to tomorrow. But what I want to really achieve very early is the structure, like in the infrastructure. There I want to go, because that's obviously that's what people see. Because we all know you're African too, so the African man believes in what he see.
That's right. That's right. So when you interacted with the children in Sierra Leone, you even went to watch a soccer match where some of the disabled were playing. What was your message to them? Because as you said, you could see the love, you could see the passion. What was your message to them?
My message to them is that, at the end of the day, they think maybe nobody sees them, but that's what I wanted to confirm, that there's actually people who care about them. This was my message.
So, with you becoming the sports ambassador, global sports ambassador for Sierra Leone, what will you want to achieve with this new role?
With this new role, to achieve, like, to show a different type of country. Because, to be honest, we mostly been in the dark light, and this is what I want to. I don't want that anymore. I just don't want that, because, yes, like, yeah, we've been through civil war, we had Ebola, but we survived. We are still there. So I don't want people to look up on us. No, I want people to see us as equal. That's what I want.
That's good. Before you go, Antonio, what will be your message to the people of Sierra Leone? What should be their expectations for your foundation going forward?
Yeah, first of all, like, at the end of the day, what I want to tell all the people is, as I said before, it's not a one-man show, definitely not. And that's why I did the foundation in Sierra Leone, to connect with the people. And we have to put ourselves in a role. We have to be role models, not only myself. And that's why I launched it there, so to have people on board, so we can grow together. And first of all, but the most important thing is, like, I want to put my country in the limelight. I want to put my country up there. And but what people should know, this doesn't happen through day and night. It's a long process, and I believe in the process, and I am 100% like ready to go that way. And I know my role I play in.
Before I go, I can't help it, but I understand you just came back from training. How was training? How is the team? And what are your expectations with some of the league matches coming up and the Champions League and all that? Briefly talk to me about it.
Yeah, like, today was an easy session. It was good. It was great to see the boys again. And yeah, and the expectations. Yeah, we have very, very. We have the chance to win two trophies in this calendar of February, and we are looking up to it. And as normal, it will not be easy task. But if you want to be number one, yes, you have to beat the best.